Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 31st, 2025, and here are our top stories. Apple WWDC, AI Language Learning, AI Therapy, ChatGPT Super Assistant. Apple WWDC. Apple's traditional WWDC interview with software chief executives has been canceled following recent criticism of Siri's performance. John Gruber's The Talk Show, a staple at Apple's developer conference, will proceed this year without a top executive from the company. Gruber, known for his candid commentary, shared that Apple declined his invitation for the first time since 2015. Gruber recently criticized Apple for not delivering on promised improvements to its voice assistant Siri, which were announced last year. Apple had showcased a Siri system capable of utilizing user context and performing multi-app actions, but these features have been delayed until next year, as stated by Apple in March. Gruber called for a live demonstration of Siri's capabilities, suggesting that Apple overpromised at the last WWDC. AI Language Learning. Google introduces Little Language Lessons, a new tool designed for language enthusiasts who want to integrate quick and engaging learning sessions into their daily routine. Powered by Google's AI chatbot Gemini, this tool offers concise language exercises without the need for lengthy lessons. Users can learn new vocabulary, phrases, and grammar, as well as pick up conversational slang to better understand everyday interactions. The focus is on making the language learning process more enjoyable and accessible. We took a closer look at the tool to assess its usability and effectiveness in real-world scenarios. AI therapy. Millions are turning to chatbots for their emotional and mental health concerns. These bots are always available, polite, never tire, and don't judge. But what happens in real emergencies? The journey of AI therapy began not in Silicon Valley, but with a simple computer program from the 1960s called ELIZA. Developed in 1966 by Joseph Weizenbaum at MIT, ELIZA was among the first to engage in seemingly meaningful conversations with humans. It used simple rules, identifying keywords and responding with predefined sentences, open questions, or mirrored statements. Today, AI therapy offers massive advantages. It's anonymous and non-judgmental. However, when users discuss serious issues like self-harm or trauma, the conversation may be blocked, citing a violation of user rules. ChatGPT Super Assistant. OpenAI is charting a future where ChatGPT transforms into an AI super assistant, as revealed in their internal document titled ChatGPT H1 2025 Strategy. The vision is far beyond a mere chatbot, aiming to create an assistant that understands you deeply and acts as your interface to the internet. By early next year, the plan is for ChatGPT to evolve into a super assistant capable of managing any task a smart, trustworthy, and emotionally intelligent person with a computer could handle. OpenAI envisions this super assistant having T-shaped skills, combining broad knowledge with specialized expertise. The document underscores the significance of hardware to this ambitious future, with an emphasis on making ChatGPT not just a tool, but a companion. This aligns with Sam Altman's observation of young people using ChatGPT as a life advisor. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.